Welcome everybody tonight. AF Answer Fridays on a Sunday, so we talk about season 11 and JLP is gracing us with the presence along with George and Gina. Hey now.
Now.
Hello,
Hey
everyone.
now,
Hello.
you're an all-star.
Hello, everyone on a Sunday.
How's
This.
my favorite Sarper butterfly tattoo holder?
Oh my God. I was looking at that the episode today and I saw his eyes like that and I was like, fuck.
Those, oh my God, when I saw his eyes at the coffee shop, I
Well, Shibuti says you're the meme king. You're gonna have to impose the eyes on the butterfly.
oh my God. For
let's
his
yeah, let's do it.
like minimize his face and put his like face right in the middle of that butterfly and like bullseye.
They like
Oh, shit.
the next 90 Day Bad Boys video should have you as like twerking with your tattoo showing. It
It would
The
still
butter.
be more rhythm than Sarper could ever have.
Oh my God. Sarper looked like a dance mom watching the kid. You know how they imitate the kids when they're on
Not
stage?
even, not
When they
okay.
imitate the kids on stage dancing,
I
he looked
don't
like he was.
age shame, but Sarper looked like somebody's grandpa in
Yeah,
that.
he looked like he was at one of his grandchildren's dance
Dance
recitals and he was
recital.
just
I've
trying to do the
seen
moves.
grandpas who move better than that, okay? And I think Coco would be like, no,
Yeah,
that's no great
where
grandpa.
his why his eyes they and those contacts do nothing for him, but why his eyes so like like he's high on coke all the time.
Not just the color. His eyes, for some reason, are always fully dilated, and you can see the full white, like eyeball part. Like, you know how some people you can only see like a tiny bit of the white? Sarper's eyes look like pool. You know when you're playing pool and there's the white ball that you.
Yeah.
That's what it's like. He has two of those white balls in his eyeball sockets. And it's like, how did that even happen? How do you.
Wait, who is like SpongeBob's friend with the big eyes? That like big bulging eyes.
You mean, well, who's the dude that was dating Avery? He had like Graves' disease, I guess.
Oh, Ash.
Oh,
Yeah.
Ash. Ash.
From Australia.
Yeah, he had Graves' disease, so I can't talk about his.
No,
Yeah.
and he thanked the 90 Day viewers. He didn't know he had Graves' disease until he started reading our tweets
Yeah.
and realized he went to the doctor and realized and they found out he had Graves' disease. He had no clue.
Yeah, so technically we did help him out with that because
Yeah, he made
yeah.
a thank you post. He's like, "Thank you for the viewers for, bringing that to my attention. I went to the doctor and found out that I do have something called Graves' disease."
Finally, being an internet asshole pays off.
I
Well,
know, right?
we shoved him right into the arms of a medical professional who can
Look at that. We do. We
see
are the learning channel.
this is God's work. This is God's work, guys. Who said that bullying can't help people? We bullied him
Exactly.
right into the arms of a medical professional.
And
So.
look, now he's happier for it. He should be.
Yes. Speaking of bullying, like at what point, I mean, it could be tonight's show, it could be Friday's show, but at what point do you want to go tell me, do you want me to tell you about the dream I had with Liz or whatever last night?
Yeah,
Yeah, you
I already saved
tell. I
you.
can't wait till Friday.
Well, the segue was speaking of bullying. So, are you under the impression that we're gonna bully
Yeah,
after you tell the
let's bully some people today.
story? I'm gonna be bullied for my Liz dream.
Is it as bad as
Oh.
your catfish situation?
No, but you never know. No kidding.
Because that one, I think, that'll be the all-time
Yeah.
Shibuti moment. You'll never live it down. Even if we get like number one podcast in the world and you start winning awards and you get bodyguards, I'm still gonna rag on you for that situation.
Yeah, Shibuti,
You're
that was an
never
that
gonna
was
live it down because that
George will be on TMZ this
okay.
boat, like,
So
giving us a novice move.
should we should do you want to get into the dream thing tonight or what?
I mean, yeah, we can get into it. I'm curious to know what your dream was about.
It would likely be better than the shit that we watched today and all
Oh
It
my
could be
God,
worse than your show.
don't get me started on that crap.
But okay, no, but okay, so I'll tell you the whole story. This is probably be like a longer segment. But anyway, so Liz showed up in my dream and then I kind of woke up like immediately afterwards. And then I so this is the parts that's like kind of cringe on my part. It's like, anyway, so like I wrote, it's not that, it's not, because again, a dream, you can only remember so much. So it's what you write down is not gonna be that long, you know?
It depends on how drunk or high you were when you went to bed. Sometimes when
Just
I'm really,
don't tell me you pulled the Forrest Gump on her.
well, yeah,
Forrest Gump.
I was like, when I'm really drunk, I remember the whole dream. So it just depends.
What's a Forrest Gump?
Well, when Forrest Gump was with Jenny for the first time, the minute he saw her boobs, he just came all over himself.
No, it wasn't. Somebody in the Patreon said it was like, somebody said use the term liquid dream. There was no liquid dream type thing, but anyway,
Okay.
no, real quick. So anyway, she was in my dream, and then I kind of woke up afterwards, and then I wrote down what the dream was about, that I, as much as I could remember. And then the cringe part is like I texted it to her like in the middle of the night, and then I went back to bed, but then she like never responded.
That was a dream.
No, that's not the dream. I'm just saying what happened in real life. Like I told her what happened to
Oh,
me, and
okay.
then
Oh, okay. All right.
this is real life. Like I
You
told.
might be entering creep levels if you're texting people your dreams about them.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm admitting to, is I like
Yeah.
wrote out what happened in the dream and texted to
You
her.
should have consulted with the group chat before you said
Yeah.
something. Never, yeah, when you're getting into the weird status, just consult with us so we can give you the
Yeah,
best
run it
advice.
by us, just so you
Yes, then
know.
she didn't really respond, so maybe it was a little too intense. But see, I told you this is going to get into bullying Shibuti land.
We're not even there yet, trust me.
Yeah,
It's
we
not
haven't
even
even touched
heard it.
base yet. Exactly, we
It's gonna
haven't
get
heard
no,
nothing
we still don't
yet.
even know what's in the what happened in the dream. So I guess we could, let me
Oh, it's
pull
gonna
up.
get so much worse, just trust me.
No, this should be like a Patreon exclusive episode, so like less people hear it. No, I'm kidding. Anyway, hold on, let me pull up my text slash stream. Okay, I have it in front of me, so I could like read it or whatever. Y'all ready? It's like kind of, I don't know how to describe it. I wish this
I think I'm
was.
gonna mute my mic because I know I'm gonna laugh a lot.
Yeah, you're gonna
Yeah,
watch
that's a good idea. I'm gonna mute too.
Yeah,
Talk over
me
it. It won't be recorded fully properly. Was I gonna say real quick before I read it? Oh, I remember what I was gonna say. I wish this was like a drinking episode, because I'm like stone cold sober. But if it was a drinking episode, at least I could like drink it away. Anyway, should I read it now?
too. You want to get a drink?
No. I don't have any alcohol left. Anyway, y'all. Okay, y'all ready now? Y'all ready?
All right, go ahead. I'm gonna mute
Yeah,
my mic.
me too.
Okay, and again, be nice to me if it's like too, if it's cringy or something. Like, don't be too mean. Okay, this is like what I wrote down, and then I texted it to Liz. And anyway, so don't, again, don't judge me. This is very sensitive, personal stuff. Okay, anyway, here you go. It said, I had a dream, and we were on a date in San Francisco. We were outside at like a park, and we were laying down. And then we kissed, but it wasn't anything sloppy. And I said, you seemed tense before, but not tense after. And then I said, and then I was like, imagine if a paparazzi just captured that. Laugh out loud. And then I wrote down, and then you said that you had a corporate event the following week, and Megan Fox was gonna be there. The end. XO. That's it. That's all dream.
So Megan Fox made an appearance. That's
Well,
cool.
no, she wasn't there in the dream. It just, Liz said she had an event upcoming where Megan Fox is going to be at the event.
Well, she was gonna make a future appearance because she was gonna be there. But
Yeah.
I mean, it's not as bad as I thought it was gonna be.
No, I thought it was gonna be more cringe as well, so.
Yeah, I mean, I was cringing a bit, but not to the extent of like I was cringing and shaking and cringing. So it wasn't that bad. I've just
I was bracing for impact, but it wasn't that bad.
When you're flying through a thunderstorm and the flight attendant is like, just so you know, we might go down. But we were okay. We were okay. So I just wish that you would have run it by the group chat first.
Yeah.
Have told you, don't do that. Like if anything, that's an in-person story, not like a text story.
Yeah,
But
Lana says she didn't respond because her man got jealous. I don't know. I don't know. I mean,
Yeah.
possibly. He's a biker dude. I don't, do biker dudes get jealous?
Yeah, they can. They have emotions. It's not like they're a rock.
Oh, I didn't realize that biker dudes had emotions. I didn't know that. They're
Who knows if he's like a, there's different levels of biker dudes. There's like real motorcycle gang guys, and there's some guy that just has a bike that he, drives a block down the road one time a week.
right. You're right. I'm thinking motorcycle gang, they'll shoot you. You're right. There are different
Yeah,
levels.
I don't think he's a Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah, you're thinking Hell's Angels. Yeah.
Mean, she's got a track record, but you know what? Let's not talk about that. Let's not get into that. So,
True.
but yeah.
Well, anyway, that was my dream.
So basically the dream that you kissed her. That's not, but it's not a
Y'all
bad
were on a
dream.
date in San Francisco. Very romantic. San
The
Francisco, isn't that the, what's the saying for San Francisco, Kat?
San Francisco tree?
Francisco
San
tree?
Francisco treat. Yeah. Yeah, the
Rice-a-roni?
rice and wine. It was a San Francisco treat. So I love the location. I definitely, and y'all were laying out on the ground. How
Oh,
romantic.
look at that old
Wearing your like
grass.
the full house, like the full house houses, like the pit, what are they called? The
See, I
ladies or
can't
something
because
like that.
it's hard to like remember the details. Like, there's a part of me that's that was like trying to remember, were we like at a park, like in the grass, or were we like on the beach on the sand? So it's kind of a little blurry, but one of those type two situations.
Okay, next time you have a Liz dream, please consult with the group chat first prior
Yeah.
before attending.
We're not going to bully you because it's your first offense, but yeah.
I think catfish was the first offense.
Yeah, I was gonna say technically his first offense was
All right, so you got two
shabuti,
strikes.
shabuti.
Shabuti? Oh, man.
That
So
was
kind
hilarious.
of, well, Cocoa Puff says, "Were your sheets dry when you woke up?" And the answer is yes.
Wow, Cocoa Puff, my goodness.
And you thought we were going to be bad.
Yeah, well,
No.
he said it wasn't a Forrest Gump dream, so yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no, it was not. There
I
was
don't think he would have texted her a Forrest Gump dream.
no, I would hope you
I
know.
would hope, yeah, I would hope not.
No, I don't have that much clout yet.
I mean, even if
No.
you were Drake, I don't think you would text that to someone, right? Like, I think that's a little creepy and weird.
Yeah.
This was okay, and I'm sure Liz is fine. I think Liz has a good.
Well, I think she's. Well, I shouldn't. I know she's without getting into specifics, I know she's. I won't get like in. Let's just say in the next week, she's gonna be traveling, so she's probably worrying about that.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, so she's got other things going on. I don't think that she's blocking you or anything. I don't think that it's weird, but
Unless it gets creepier, then maybe you might be on
unless
that
you're
creep
like,
list.
I was smelling your hair.
Yeah, or if
And I
you
tried on your shoes.
yeah,
Or you made a doll out of her hair or something like
Yeah, some
that. That's a
shit
little
like
more,
that.
yeah.
Or we had a bunch of little kids named Liz and Djibouti.
Yeah, that would be it. But yeah.
Yeah, so anyway, yeah, that I wanted to save that to share with you all as because I know people like Tyrae in the comment section on Instagram, he was like dying to know what the dream was about. And I said, well, I gotta save it for the podcast. I'm gonna spill the tea on the podcast. So I had to say turn into a podcast exclusive.
Yeah, if he wants to hear, he's gotta listen just like everybody else.
Yeah, so when I post the episode, I'm gonna tell people like if you want to know Shibuti's steamy Liz dream, you could tune in.
I still like the Las Vegas wedding with Ed being Elvis. I would like that more.
Somebody said they like, well, they DM'd me after I posted it on Instagram. I said I like literally spilled out my drink after I saw that, not figuratively.
Oh,
Oh,
the officiant I sent you?
yeah,
Yeah. That's
that was good.
the first thing that came to mind when you guys said the Vegas wedding. I was
I
like,
said it. I'm like, oh, is it a Vegas wedding?
oh, I got one for them. I got one right here. I had one right here.
You had it in your back pocket just
I had it right in
waiting.
my back pocket. I was waiting for an opportunity to use that.
True. So should we let's just get into the show for season
Yeah.
one.
Oh, I
Wow.
wanted to bring up, guys, we're 16 episodes in. I noticed it tonight, and I was like, imagine we've watched 16 2-hour episodes And we're still in the same place we were like 14 weeks ago.
Well, started.
We still don't know if Stevie is bi. We still don't know what the hell the thruple is actually going to do because it's just been nothing. We still don't know if Sean and Ali are gonna get married. We still hate Sarper and Shekinah. Like, we're 16 episodes in and nothing has taken place in all 16 of these episodes. Like, at this point, what are we doing? Like, what are we even doing?
Well, we got a bunch of weddings coming up, so maybe they're gonna save one wedding per episode.
Well, I'm hoping that we only have like two or three episodes left, right? Shibuti, I think we if we're at 16 and
Well, I think according to our last conversation, I said prior to this episode, I said we had five episodes left. So now we have four episodes left, and that's including tell-alls.
yeah, so there's only two episodes left.
There's two episodes and then two tell-all episodes.
And two tell-all episodes. So I'm just hoping that we can get through this. This has been really, really hard to get through. Like, you know, when you go to a concert and it's a person you really, really love, but there's three opening acts and they're like nobody.
Terrible. Yeah,
Yeah,
they're
you've never
terrible
heard of them.
acts.
They don't have any song that you've ever heard in your life. And all you want is to see the person that you purchased the ticket for. I feel like we've been sitting through the opening acts for 16
Well,
weeks.
yeah, it's because this season has been so terrible, so dry and uneventful that we feel like it's lasting forever. Because sometimes you'll blow through 16 episodes of a season and you're like, damn, it's over already. You know what I'm saying? But this shit seems like
We
pulling
wouldn't
teeth.
know. We haven't had it in so long. I don't know what you're talking about.
I know it seems like pulling teeth. I think Aaliyah's gonna get married because she's obviously shown coming down the aisle with that hideous garb on that she's wearing.
Okay,
From Temu.
so the
Oh.
dress that she wore was a see-through dress where basically it looked like something that a stripper would wear to a bachelor party that she was working. So, what did y'all think of her dress? Because I was.
That's the ugliest fucking thing I've seen on 90 Day Fiancé.
Yeah,
And it fit her. It fit her terribly.
I said it was like Pride Month ice capades.
Yeah, and then she wasn't tucked properly, so you could see like a little bump coming up from the front.
Yeah, I noticed it. I did notice it. Yeah.
Yeah, she didn't tuck that thing.
Notice the junk in the front?
Yeah,
Yeah,
it was.
because you really can't tuck with a thong on. I mean, if you're
Well,
well endowed.
the real issue was that it was see-through and you could see the thong. You can tuck, like they are able to tuck as long as something is covering it, because it's the
Yes, that's what I'm saying. It's hard to tuck with a thong,
well, yeah,
with a
because
see-through, and then a
and it's
see-through dress
see-through
on the
too.
top.
Well, yeah, you could see the thong. You could see, yeah. So there was no imagine, nothing was left of the imagination. So you could definitely see that there was something trying to come out there.
I'm trying to think what was the look she was going for? What was the statement she was trying to make with this dress? You know, because it was giving
Temu
horror.
hooker vibes.
Somebody told me, somebody posted a picture that Cher wore something similar. Cher. So
But
I
Cher is an
kind of,
icon.
yeah, but I kind of deducted that maybe since she's performing, she's probably going to do a tribute to Cher or something like that because Cher wore a very similar dress to what she was
Does
wearing.
she know who Cher is? Yeah.
Well, I mean, not
She is a
she.
gay guy icon, though. Cher
Yeah,
is a
Cher,
gay
that's what I was gonna
icon.
say. If you're gay and you don't know Cher, you're probably not 100%
But
gay.
when she got to the to California in the car and he was like talking about Barbra Streisand and Cher, she kept saying, I don't know who these people are.
Well, she can say she don't know who they are if you want. But if you don't know, if you're gay and you don't know Cher, you probably gotta, rethink about being gay because Cher is one of the icons of the gay community.
Also, like you can't really be gay if you don't if you're not a fan of
I
shit.
mean, you gotta you, there there's a code. There's certain artists and actresses and actors that are, very popular in the gay community,
Yeah,
So Cher's
but
one of them.
Ali is like, how old is Aaliyah again?
Like 23,
I don't know
4.
if a 23-year-old would know Cher though.
Well, that was my thing, and also she's from another country. I mean, I get that icons, they go past.
Do people know Madonna
I don't know if they
in
know.
Brazil? In Brazil, do you don't think Madonna's known in Brazil? Michael Jackson? These people, yeah, so is
You're
Cher.
right. You're right. You're right.
So is Cher. These are like when they do drag shows, these are most of the artists that they try to, imitate. Cher, Michael
Yeah.
Jackson. I'm not Michael Jackson, Cher, Madonna.
Dolly Parton.
Yeah, they do a lot of these. I mean, Marilyn Monroe is also a favorite. So yeah, I would think, but I saw the outfit and the wig was horrendous, and the outfit, and I'm thinking I can't wait to see her perform.
That was my thought too, because I was like, we'd have never known her to have any talent, right?
Right. Like this is news to us.
By the way, do you consider the her running late as like a kind of plotted storyline?
Yeah, nobody's gonna wait 1 hour and 45 minutes for somebody.
Well, okay, so
Remember the Clayton wedding? She was late or some shit.
I
Yeah,
was.
but she was like half an hour, maybe like 20 minutes, something like that. She wasn't 1 hour and 45 minutes late.
I've been to lots of weddings. I've never been to a wedding that started on time.
No, not
I've
even my
never.
wedding started on time.
See, well, it's just a thing, right? You tell people when to get there. It's like the Florida speed limit. It's a suggestion. You tell people when to get there. The service or the ceremony is gonna start late. Because I remember I've been to a wedding where the ceremony started at like 1 hour and 20 minutes after they said to start. So I was like, I know people were saying how rudely it was and how that's ridiculous. And in California it's probably 100 degrees. These people are sitting outside. That was very rude. But at the end of the day, I've never been to a wedding that started anywhere near the time they said it was gonna start.
No, I mean they usually start a little bit off, but I don't think 1 hour and 45 minutes people will wait for that. That's like,
Yeah, like thirty
in
minutes,
yeah,
it's like
30
the
minutes people
norm.
will understand. 30 minutes, 20 minutes, something like that. But an
Either
hour and 45.
way though, like when somebody's late, like Aaliyah was, I know the producers are like rubbing their hands together, all excited. They're like, yeah, there's drama now because she's so late.
Yeah, but you would think that for somebody that was 1 hour and 45 minutes late, she was gonna come out looking like, wow, like shocking. She threw on a see-through dress. Her makeup was very minimum.
She looked like she was dressed like she was going to a sock hop.
Yeah, her makeup was not some glam makeup that would take a long time. The wig she glued on in 10 seconds. So there was no hour for, and the dress is usually what takes the longest for the bride, putting on a corset if you need to, making sure the dress is fluffed out enough. That's the usually what takes the longest once the bride gets in her dress. You got to make sure everything is tucked in the
Like
proper place.
that was the kind of dress you'd expect to see from like a Love After Lockup wedding.
Well,
Not
no.
even, not even. That wasn't even a dress,
That
Shibuya.
dress is for the reception, where they dance. But I have been to weddings where the bride came out in some scantily outfit like that, but it was for the reception where there was like a DJ and everyone was dancing and we were dressed.
I mean, I've seen that too. I personally didn't change out of my dress because I figured I'm only gonna wear it this one time, so why not? The reception is only like 5 hours long, so why not? Why keep it? Why take it off and put some other tacky shit on that probably nobody's gonna know that I'm the bride. So, but you would think that still the dress was not appropriate for the occasion, period, especially not from a bride. It is it's a whole see-through thong out situation. That's not appropriate for a wedding.
Yeah, you're right. You're
That's
right.
prime bridal shower. She could have wore that to her bridal shower or to her bachelorette party.
Yeah, there was an 85-year-old woman in the audience. So you're right. That was inappropriate to wear. Like, people shouldn't see your ass as you're walking down the aisle. Like, that's super inappropriate.
I mean,
Even
it it's
she should have worn that if for her honeymoon,
for the
not.
honeymoon or something like that. But yeah,
Not in public.
I mean, if she's going for the whole trans thing, wouldn't you lean more towards what a woman, like a traditional woman wedding dress, if you want to feel more like a woman, rather than,
Elegant,
yeah, an elegant,
classy. Well,
classy.
maybe the type of woman she wants to be is a whore. Like maybe, like there's different types of women. Like maybe she's leaning more towards a hoe, and that's the woman she wants to be. Because you know, there's different types of women. There's women that are prude. There are women that are fun. There.
Yeah, but that dress is not, that was a complete disaster of a dress. I mean, you mean this is his family, the person that you're gonna marry. I mean, your private life is your private life, but don't bring it like out and rub it in their face. Like, here I am in all of my splendor with my half tuck and a thong on with a see-through dress. Like, that shit was cheesy.
Can we move on to Greg?
Oh, Greg did a great job.
Well, so let me just real quick. So you remember, like previous last week's episode, it was the whole big cliffhanger was I shit the bed, so I was worried, and then the
I thought he
payoff
lost his
was,
job. Everybody thought he lost his job.
yeah, and the payoff was that the invite it was like an hour wrong or something. So were you disappointed in the payoff?
Yeah, I thought it was gonna be
Yeah.
something more, you know, like, oh shit, he got fired. Or he's in debt. He hasn't even got his first paycheck. He's in debt.
Well, he was already spending it on that Airbnb
And the live
and
music.
everything else.
Yeah, he took her to New York too. So we get that's there's that.
And then yesterday or so, I didn't like screenshot it, but he posted a photo of himself driving like behind the wheel of a Range Rover.
What?
Oh. I
Yeah.
didn't see that. You should have reposted that.
I should have sc I it expired. It was in his stories and I didn't screenshot it.
Oh
Maybe
no.
it's rented.
Well, where is Greg working?
Don't know, but
Well,
he's put driving a Range Rover.
yeah, because you can't buy a Range Rover just from doing the show. The show doesn't pay that much.
Or from a federal job. They don't pay that good
Well,
anyway.
not
Like I said, maybe it's a rental. Maybe he just rented
person.
and wanted to show it off.
Yeah, that's true. It could
Or
be.
maybe he's working for the family out in Long Island. You know the family?
You mean the mom?
I'm
The
The
family.
family.
The
You mean the mom?
family.
No, I don't think so because his dad's not Italian.
Well,
Remember,
maybe.
to be part of the family has to be full, unless you're a good fella.
Well, he could just be an errand boy for the family. He makes bread for them. He makes pizza. It could be some shit.
Well, he didn't get Ugandan outfits. I think he said he got Nigerian because he couldn't find any Ugandan outfits. But I thought he did good. I thought that
Yeah, I think he did
the
better than
effort was
most.
there. Yeah, the effort was there. He did better than most people.
this somebody, well, a pineapple girl, and again, I don't know that I haven't had a chance to see it, but allegedly she says somebody posted his salary on Instagram and he makes $35,000 a year.
Wait,
That's
wait, wait,
it? Oh no, so he's not buying Range Rovers with that
wait,
salary.
so somebody posted his job. Oh wait, because if it's a state job, they do post the state salaries online.
All right.
Oh my God, that's accurate. So yeah, because yeah, if you work for the state or the city, or yeah, that's public. Your records are on there. So yeah, that's probably accurate because he did say that he was working for this the state, and we know what state he lives in. So yeah, they probably were able to pull that up.
Yeah, so if he's making 35K a year, I don't that Range Rover must have been his buddy's and he hopped in the driver's seat for a second for a photo.
Yeah,
Or
like Jasmine's
has
boyfriend did.
a side gig where he does valet parking. Oh,
Yeah,
like
strip
strippers, huh?
clubs. Yeah, like Matt.
Yeah, like Matt, because I was like, this isn't the first time we noticed a brokey behind the wheel of nice cars, and we figured out why he was doing valet parking.
That's what I said. He probably does odd errands, runs odd and errands for the what I got tongue tied
Family.
for the
Family.
family.
That could be. Yeah, you're right. That could be. But
Mm
35K, that's not a lot of money, especially not in the area that he lives in. He's never
No.
going to be able to move out of his mom's house on that salary. Like,
Yeah, no. What is it? Long Island live?
yeah, you know how much a
Long
house
Island is
on
expensive.
Island?
That's where the Hamptons are.
Yes, he needs like at least $1 million just to buy a mediocre house. Like
Yeah, Long
mediocre.
Island is. If you didn't inherit a house from somebody in your family, passed down generational home, it's really hard to buy a home in Long Island at this day and age.
Yeah.
Oh, welcome to Vancouver.
True. And then like the tweet that I reposted about Greg was actually a positive one for once. Somebody said, hold on, let me pull it up real quick. Sorry. It says, who would have thought that this would be the least problematic couple? And it was a photo of Greg and Joan.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so far you're right. They are the least problematic this season. There's no abuse or
And no discord.
no discord. Yeah, they get along really well. It doesn't seem like Joan is scamming him because he doesn't got any money. So it's like, you're
And
right.
they seem to genuinely be in love.
I know. I don't understand it,
I
but I.
don't see it, but you know, I don't know to see
Well,
the
opposites attract.
appeal.
Opposites attract. And remember, he used to go to Uganda and do other stuff there. So maybe she got to know him better than what we see, you know what I'm saying? But they definitely are going to be one of the 90-day fiance old-fashioned in it for the love couples.
Yeah, does that mean they're going to come back or something in the future?
Well, they
No.
probably, I don't know.
Well, that no, because the people that don't have any issues or are unproblematic, they aren't going to get another season.
They'll probably sit them on pillow talk for an episode or two
Yeah.
and see where that goes with them. Remember, Annie and David were not that problematic, except for living in a storage unit, but they worked out and now they're on pillow talk forever. Yeah, but
Yeah,
Annie's got
I know
spunk.
Amy was loving her. It was from last week's episode. Well, wait, I'm talking about. Well, who were you talking about just now?
Annie and David.
Annie and David.
Thailand, Annie.
Oh, I'm thinking of the other Annie, the one.
No, you're talking about
Oh,
Annie and
you're
Rob.
thinking Annie and Robert.
Annie and Robert. That Annie, she was the. That's who, this is what I'm talking about. So it makes more sense. She was all excited because she got like an American like Eagle T-shirt to wear for the Memorial Day episode. Because she's very like hardcore Trumper.
Yeah, she's a hardcore Trumper. So I didn't know that about Annie until somebody posted that, and I'm really surprised
Oh
because
wow.
he doesn't seem
Wow.
like the type to be neither one of
Well,
them.
guys, they live in Florida, and almost, I don't want to say everybody in Florida, but almost everyone in Florida tends to be that way, no matter the nationality or your story or your income. Because Trump lives here. He lives in Mar-a-Lago, Florida, and he's always around. And so yeah, one thing I noticed, people
He's
that are
not gonna be singing that tune when the ice snatches her ass up.
that's well no
Yeah.
True. And anyway,
Move on.
I don't
Yeah,
want to
let's
turn
move on
people
from
off.
that.
Let's not talk about Trump.
So the Jessica and Huang wedding, that's another one that's coming up.
Yeah, that wedding is coming up. It's a snow wedding, which I think is ridiculous, but
Outdoor snow wedding.
yeah, it's an outdoor snow wedding, which
I would have declined that invitation so fast.
well, Captain, I was invited. I didn't go. And it's not because it actually is not because
What?
but other stuff was going on. But yeah, I was invited to that wedding. And
What?
yeah, I'll text you the invitation. It
You
was cute.
passed up an opportunity for tea?
Oh, I had signed the NDA and everything, but I had other
Whoa.
stuff going on. But
Oh, shit.
their thing tonight was Jessica has to learn Spanish. And it's funny because instead of me focusing on their argument, it brought me to Ashley and Manuel because remember, Ashley wanted Manuel to learn English, and Manuel has been here almost for 3 years and he can only say like four English words. Because I was like, you want this woman to work a full-time job, take care of these kids, do everything for you, help you adjust to life here, and learn another language, or you're not going to marry her. I think that's crazy to me, right?
Yeah, that's just scripted bullshit. There's no way he's gonna say, I'm not gonna marry if you don't learn Spanish, knowing that she doesn't speak Spanish. But it's something that you ask yourself, okay, if you're not willing to learn another person's language, why would you specifically target that race? You know what I'm saying? Like if I'm not willing to learn Chinese, I'm not gonna look for a Chinese partner. You know what I
Like
mean?
when Captain, let me ask you this because your husband is he of the same nationality as you?
No, he doesn't speak Spanish, and he doesn't even try. But
Okay.
he can read the menu at a Spanish restaurant like it's nobody's business.
Really?
What? He can order his food in Spanish. That's about the extent of his Spanish.
When Jessica and Juan were having that argument, though, first of all, it seemed like the argument was like egg obviously egged on by producers for him to bring it up. It seemed like a very forced bullshit argument. And then also, like Jessica, if you look at her closely, she kind of was like smirking through the whole argument. She could just she
Yeah,
knew it
they
was like
kind of
a
look like they're
fake ass
just
argument. She's
bullshitting.
like laugh. She's holding in her laughter because she knew how like dumb it was.
Yeah, how ridiculous that was gonna come across. I'm telling you, this season is full of bullshit.
Yeah.
With that throuple as well. Oh my God, that whole meeting thing was so cringe when Annie starts choke, not Annie, Amani starts choking and
Oh yeah,
coughing.
that was like a cough. Like, tell her about me.
Yeah. I don't get that. I really sincerely hope they don't come back,
Yeah.
but you know TLC, they like to do shit like that. 90 Day People like to do bring back the people that we hate the most.
Yeah, I think we hate them enough to where they're still interested in them.
Yeah, that throuple thing. I mean, it doesn't fit the narrative of the show. It should have been broadcast on a different show. Like the 90 Day Paradise thing,
Oh
Love in
my God.
Paradise.
I was thinking that too. This was a good storyline for that show.
Yeah, for that thing. Remember, they had that one guy that went to Mexico and met those two lesbian couple. The lesbian couple, remember him?
The heavy set guy.
Yeah, the black guy that met the lesbian couple, and he was gonna marry one of them to bring them, some
Yeah.
shit like that.
Gabby and something.
That storyline with Amani and Matt and Annie should have been on Love in Paradise or something where, you know, it just died, went away eventually. But to bring that to the 90 Day Fiance, knowing that they really can't do what they're trying to do legally. I mean, they've done it before on Seeking Sister Wife. The whole
Well,
Danielle and the other guy did it, but it didn't work
that's
out.
why they're shifting the storyline because tonight, after the blessing and everything, and the family didn't say no, then they shifted it to, oh no, now who is she going to marry? Because she has to decide who she marries. That's so irrelevant because if she's in a throuple with y'all, you can only legally marry one person. So why would you make it a big deal of which person she decides to legally marry then?
Well, she has better chances of marrying the man than the woman because, for obvious reasons, the administration we have right now is probably not going to take kindly to a woman marrying a woman and bringing her into the United States
And a Mexican woman.
and a Mexican woman at that. So she has better chances of marrying the man, and that probably will work in their favor. Now, being that they were already on TV telling the world it was a scam, I don't think that that's really gonna happen.
Yeah, a Mexican woman marrying a Middle Eastern woman, they ain't gonna fly.
They already got two yeah. They already got the two strikes, you know?
Yeah.
And then him divorcing her. And mind you, these people talk like these things are cheap and easy to do. Divorces are expensive. Even if it's an amicable divorce, it's still expensive to pay for a lawyer to get a divorce.
Yeah, that's true. That's true, actually.
That costs money. So people are not going to just divorce for the hell of it to marry this stranger that you're just finding out had an alias and bring her across the border. That's not going to fly.
That was my whole thing because they went from she's a fake, she has a fake name, she's a liar, she's scamming us. Then the very same episode, they're like, oh, she was in an abusive relationship and she's such a good person. And then it went from her mom doesn't want her to be in a
Her
throuple.
aunt.
And then the next thing is, I give you my blessing and I'm gonna show up to the wedding. And da-da-da. It was so unrealistic.
Was the 180. The 180 was very unrealistic.
Yeah,
It's like you were
it was
driving.
garbage. It was
Yeah.
garbage.
It's like you're riding on the freeway with a person who's driving erratically. That's how I feel. Like if we were in one lane, then we were in another lane, then we were in another lane.
The thing is, they don't know which direction to take the story in. You know, to make it interesting, they keep trying to look for ways to keep us interested, but the story is trash. It's trash.
I bet you that day they were filming that scene with the aunt, so they probably probably film for like 10, I don't know, 10, like, I'm just making shit up, but like 10 hours, and they probably like film multiple like versions of the conversation, like one version where she like is upset, says hell no, I'm never agreeing to this, and they probably film one version where she's like yes, I'm okay, I'm gonna come to the wedding, I'm into this. So they probably film like three or four versions, and then when they went to the editing floor, they decided at that point which one to use that was most believable or something.
Yeah, they probably conned Auntie and told her, look, this is for a TV show. You're going to get money. You're going to get paid for this. This is not real. This is just a TV show. And just say what we're going to tell you to say. Because I'm pretty sure the aunt was not going to be like, okay, yeah, I had to deal with you dancing on a pole since you were 16. Now you want me to accept that you're in some kind of weird throuple and you're going to get married to this man and live with this woman. She's probably like, you know what? I want nothing to do with this bullshit. But they told her, you know what? This is all fake, auntie. This is fake. This is just for TV. Because the auntie, you could see her kept looking at the cameraman in one instance. She just kept looking up at the camera like, am I doing it right? Am I doing good?
I know they do I know they do what I just described, like for like scripted like regular TV shows where you know like the certain shows where they have huge followings and they're like the ending is such a big deal of like what happens is so and so die. So then a lot of those shows what they do is like they'll film one scene where you know a act you know an act actor on the show like dies, and then they film another version where that person doesn't die, and they film like three or four versions, and then the only person that really knows which one they're going to use is like you know the guy who was running putting the show together, the showrunner. That way though the actors can't like leak out what really happens because there's multiple endings. So I feel like they probably did that where they had like different ways the conversation went and they picked one.
Yeah, I'm sure that it went the way the first take. That's how it really went. And then they calmed Auntie down with the promise of money and probably a new TV or some shit like that. She's like, all right, if it's just a show and it's all fake, I'll agree to it.
Yeah, they're like, we'll get you a new refrigerator or something.
Yeah, and the brother was like, I'm gonna bring my wife too because I want in on some of that cheddar. Yeah, I want my cut. I want my cut too. Shit, I'm gonna sit there with my wife. The wife was like, "Oh, this is unbelievable."
Like JLP, the tweet you did where Matt is getting like breath freshener
Oh, and
in his
she's
mouth.
spraying his breath.
And he said, and then you like, let's get that smell of pussy out your mouth.
Yeah, that's what it. Because I wanted to catch when she sprayed her first, but then and I was gonna say that to her when she sprayed Amani first, but I couldn't open my phone camera on time, so I just caught it when she did him.
That made me laugh out loud for real.
I know a lot of people who are like, yo, this is crazy. I get inspired every now and then.
Yeah, I feel like the only, I feel well when I reposted it, I feel like the only reason it didn't get more likes, it probably because I had the like P word in it and maybe the algorithm like downgraded it.
Well, people say pussycat all the time.
Yeah, but I feel like the algorithm, if you say curse words, it like reduces the reach.
I don't know. Some of my raunchier tweets have gotten like 1,000 likes. But yeah, but maybe, well, pussy, I don't think they'll say anything about pussy because pussy is like cat,
Meow.
like a cat, like a
Yeah.
meow meow. But if I would have said the C word or something like that, it would. But I
Yeah.
really wanted to get it when she was spraying her mouth. Like, yo, who does that? Let's spray everybody's breath. Why would you?
The funny part is, remember like last week I had that one I had that one tweet and I read it on the show. I could pull it up real quick. I did a tweet last Saturday, if I could find it. Oh yeah. So the tweet, the funny part is like it was almost prophetic, I guess that's the word, like a prophet. I ended my tweet last week and I said, of course the throuple scenes are always a bunch of morning breath-esque hot air.
Yeah,
I said that
that
last
was
week, and then this week they're using like breath
it.
freshener.
That was weird though. She's spraying everybody's breath, like
But
her
I'm saying my
breath
tweet was
stinking.
prophetic, is my point.
Yeah,
Like,
they probably
yeah.
if
It
they
was a
didn't film,
prophecy.
yeah, if they were already pre-filmed, I would say they read your tweet and did that just
I
to give you a
know,
shout
that's what I
out.
was thinking. Yeah, because I was like, what are the odds?
Exactly. If it wasn't pre-recorded, we'd be like, oh, they read Shibuti's tweet.
They're probably like, how the fuck did he always on top of shit like weeks early?
Yeah, he probably has somebody in the camera crew.
It's like he's the Simpsons, that the show The Simpsons, where they always
Oh, yeah.
predicting
Yeah. They always
predicting
prophesize what's coming.
yeah, like how the fuck did he know that?
That's probably why she sprayed it, because they have morning breath. She's like, let's make this episode good. Everybody get a spray.
Or pussy breath, whatever, whichever
Well,
works.
I went with what I thought would be more fitting for the throuple, because
And it worked. It
And
definitely
I just
worked.
want to say, I hope Sean's mom is doing okay.
Oh, with the ankle?
Jean,
Yeah.
yeah, she hurt her ankle. She fell, I guess. And the
The
fact is,
poor thing.
and then he just left her at the house by herself.
Yeah, I think that was a little much too. You just leave your mom in the bleeding sun with a swollen ankle and a hip issue.
That was wild. I mean, I know that he thinks that she was okay, but he just left her at the house and went to get ready for the wedding. I was like, I don't know. I don't know if you should just leave her there. You know, she's 85. You know, you shouldn't just leave her there by herself.
And no, and then they sat her in the heat with a swollen
Yeah.
ankle to
Yeah.
wait for the diva to come out in her see-through negligee. Get up to walk down the aisle. I mean, they're
Yeah.
gonna eat her up in the comments next week, let me tell you.
So, do we were there any other couples we didn't talk about?
Dude, we didn't do Stevie because they didn't show them
Oh,
this
thank
whole week,
God.
and I didn't miss
Oof.
them.
Mark and
No. Oh,
Mara.
Mark and Mina. We got to do the Mark and Mina situation with the baby that couldn't get his paperwork.
I was upset that they were showing the bill, but they didn't focus on the total. I wanted to know how much their wedding cost. But they showed the contract, but I couldn't see the bottom of it to see how much the total was.
I mean, the place is really nice,
It
so
was. So I was like, how much is, and they had the open bar package. So I was like, how much is
yeah,
that?
open bar packages. That's where all the
I know
money
I
is.
do not go to any wedding unless there's an open bar. If there's no open
Yes,
bar, I ain't
that's
going.
the first thing I got at my wedding. I was like, you gotta open that bar up because a bunch of Latinos in a place where they gotta pay for drinks, they'll break this shit apart.
True. Well, I know you had your open bar at the cruise.
Oh yeah, the cruise, we had the drink package.
Yeah.
That was good too. But they're not really good at making drinks, let me tell you.
I thought the drinks were included when you.
Not on Royal Caribbean.
Not
Oh,
on a lot of cruises, they're not included. You have
they're
to
not
pay for the
included.
package.
But let me tell you something.
Used to be.
Their duty free stuff that they sell on the ship, they don't give it to you till the day, the day before you deboard. But you can buy stuff in duty free. Their duty free prices are ridiculously cheap.
Oh yeah.
Very, very cheap. Like the large bottle of Grey Goose was like $35. You know that
You
then
mean
the
like
and the
bigger than the
Hennessy,
fifth?
yeah, the Hennessy White was like three for 150, three Hennessy Whites. Like their stuff and their cigarettes are even. This lady, they had the carton of Newport cigarettes for $65, and their people were buying them up, like I guess to resell. They were buying them in troves. But their duty free is very cheap. Now they don't give you the alcohol till the day before you deboard, so you can't drink it.
I don't know if I've ever had Hennessy White. Let me Google that real quick.
Yeah, the Hennessy, they only sell it at duty free in airports and overseas. Duty free.
Don't think I've ever had Hennessy White.
It's pretty much Hennessy regular. I personally don't taste the difference, but people seem to covet it because it's expensive, more expensive than a regular bottle of Hennessy.
True.
Oh, it looks good. Looks like honey.
Yeah, it looks, but it doesn't taste like that. It's like $120 if you were to buy it. Well, they don't sell it anywhere but duty free airports.
True. Any other topics you want to talk about before we end it?
Did we find out the reason? Do we still know the reason why Mina's son wasn't able to get his paperwork?
I don't know, but a lot of people on Twitter were saying like they didn't understand it because he's a French, he as a French citizen, he should be able to visit and stuff.
Lot of people were saying that she should have did that before she hopped over here. She should have got his pay. Like,
Got
she shouldn't have never left him behind.
That's what I said.
If her intention was to get married and start a life here, she should have never left him behind. She should have brought him with. She brought the youngest one with. So that's that, That gives a little bit of, was she planning to stay? Was she just, was she going back? Was she planning to bring him, period?
Well, Jasmine did the same thing. She left her kids over there, claimed she was gonna bring them here, but we don't know what was going on in
That
her.
was the storyline for Jasmine, because
Yeah.
she didn't mention those kids
But
ever again.
by the way, I hate to give Jasmine attention, and I purposely didn't repost it on Instagram, but I don't have a problem talking about it. She posted this video. It's not related to the show, but tonight's show. But she posted this video tonight or today of like for Pride Month of her like kissing another woman. But then if you look closely, the real tea on it is I'm pretty sure it's like an AI generated woman that she's kissing.
Yes, I saw that. I saw
Wait,
that.
for real?
Yeah, she's
Why is
kissing.
that real?
Well, the woman is kissing her.
Do you want me to send you the video or something?
Yeah,
Yeah.
send it to George. The woman is
Oh.
kissing her. That's her pride.
Yeah, but it's like an AI thing. But it's kind
Yeah.
of for AI. I mean, if you're not paying close attention, you can kind of be convinced or whatever.
But you can see her reaction that she's not really being kissed. You know what I'm saying? If
But
she wanted
most
it to
people.
look
That's
more,
definitely AI.
yeah, if she wanted it to look more realistic, she should have picked a photo of herself doing more of a kissy face.
Wait.
She's just sitting there with her face, with her mouth open, like she's talking. And
Yeah,
then,
but in a way though too, what was I gonna say? It's like it was for Pride Month. I felt like if I'm somebody like Statler or something, I would almost be like insulted. It's like your Pride
yeah,
Month thing
that's
is like
insulting. So you're
fake
gay for a
generated,
day?
kind of real.
You're gay for a day?
Yeah.
Matt
Yeah.
commented on it. He said, "Happy Pride Month, bye, Queen."
Oh, Lord have
Wait,
mercy.
who commented on it?
Her man, Matt.
Matt. Oh, Matt. Okay, yeah.
Or she could have just went to Nikki Exotica and kissed her for a picture if
Yeah.
she was that hard up for attention.
Yeah. Anyway, I sent it to you, George,
Oh,
to your
yeah. He's sitting in the front seat of the car. So where would that girl would have come from? Out of the windshield? Okay, yeah, I can definitely tell that that's AI because she's sitting in the
Right?
seat of
She
the car.
just popped through the
And the
windshield.
girl just pops out of nowhere into her like lap, not even her lap. She's like standing somewhere in the steering wheel
And
area.
look at her, and her face is not even like she's being kissed. It's like she's just sitting there.
See,
Yeah.
now I'm almost like now almost and I almost I hate to give her the attention she's clamoring for by posting a dumbass video like that, but then
Post it and put gay for a
I almost
day.
have to like post it on my Instagram now, probably.
Post it and be like, when you need so much attention that you choose to be gay for a day.
The comments are hilarious, though.
Yeah, the
It's an
comments are chewing her ass up.
AI. Anything for attention.
They're chewing her ass up over there.
Good, yeah. I'm gonna post it and chew her ass up too.
Yeah, let's chew her ass up. We haven't been chewing. We haven't done a lot of chewing lately. Let's chew some ass up.
True. So
One more thing. Did you see that whole thing about Angela received the money from Michael?
you like what, 200K or something?
Yeah, did you see
Yeah,
that too?
I saw that, and I'm just confused as to how Michael had $200,000. And
Hey, I wonder where he must have gotten GoFundMe from.
no, well, I don't think that
No, they
200.
say the 200K was given to her, what, for food and expenses. He hadn't gotten here yet or something like that.
Yeah, this was before he came here. So this was
Yeah.
the divorce decree. And it said that over the past
Oh.
5 years, he had receipts that he had sent Angela over $200,000. And I was like, well, where did you get it? I know that he got money from doing the show, but I was like, did he send every single penny to Angela? Because I was like,
He probably had a job at one point, and I don't think that he paid that much. But and I hate myself for saying this, you know that they're notorious for scamming, so he probably
yeah, I was
scammed
gonna say
somebody.
the same. Yeah, I was
He
gonna say
probably
the same
scammed the shit
thing.
out of somebody and was sending her the profits, laundering it through her.
I don't know. This may be a dumb question. Did he have like Cameo for a long time or what?
Nobody's gonna no. They're saying that he gave her that money prior to coming to the US.
No, but I'm saying like for example, Usman was in Africa with Cameo making a lot of money, so I was curious.
Yeah, but it's not the same as the conversion. You understand what I'm saying?
Well, If you get an American bank account, then you can make the money in American. Because I know that Usman was over there making the money, but
Oh, okay. So now it makes sense.
he was
Now
having
it
it
makes sense.
deposited in an American bank account. So he was getting an American
He was getting the dollar, the
Yeah.
US dollar.
I don't know. I'm just
Okay,
throwing.
so that would make sense. That would make sense.
True. Or he could have done a thing where, isn't there a thing? I'm just like kind of bullshitting, so this isn't like serious, but is there a thing where you do like crypto farming where you set up a bunch of computers and they like farm crypto, like crypto mining, I mean?
Listen, there's all kind of scams coming
No,
out of that country.
yeah,
So,
people,
yep.
I'm telling you, people do in Africa and shit, they do that crypto mining.
Especially in Nigeria, in Lagos.
Yeah.
So, yeah, who knows what he was up to? But he did send out the money. He said he got the receipts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she's claiming that all that abusiveness was scripted.
No.
Which.
He was saying, yeah, the moments on the show where people are saying she was abusive, it was scripted by the show. She's saying
Scripted.
it was not her actions, it was the actions of.
Yeah, that they're telling her to behave that way.
Well, did you also see in the divorce decree, it talks about where, remember they were at a hotel, and
Yeah.
he tased him. Do you remember there was a video of the police talking to them, and he said that she tased him? It was, I think it was the night they were at the hotel when they were supposed to be at the tell-all house.
Well, I thought the tasing happened in like California or some shit.
Oh, was it in California? So why were they in California?
I forget, but I'm pretty sure the tasing thing didn't happen in New York.
Were they filming something? Probably.
Well, that's just off the top of my head, top from my memory.
I don't know. I know they were at a hotel.
No, I know the hotel, there was a real physical, let me just say allegedly anyway, but there was an allegedly real physical altercation at the hotel after hours in the middle of the night.
Right,
But I
and
don't.
that's where he said that she tased him.
In Africa or
Not
in the
here.
US?
Here.
Here.
Yeah, it was here.
No, but I'm pretty sure the tasing, I feel like I wouldn't mix that up because that's a pretty serious thing. I'm pretty sure that, and I don't know why they're in California, but I'm pretty sure the tasing thing happened, was alleged to happen in California. Then not, but there was a physical thing that happened in New York City, but that wasn't a taser.
Oh, so we're talking two
Two
separate.
different, yeah, two separate
Oh, I see.
situations.
Yeah.
I see.
So nobody scripted that for her.
No.
Well, guys, what do you think is going to happen? Because
Yeah,
some people are saying if he can prove that she sent or he sent her $200,000, the judge can make her pay it back. Like, what do y'all think is going to come of this divorce? Because they've been, this whole time, they've been submitting information. Both sides have been.
well, she definitely underestimated him.
Well, he has so much money for a lawyer.
Yeah, she definitely underestimated him because he's not gonna, if she tries to take, he's not gonna go down easy.
Well, no, that's what I'm. Well, I also heard that she doesn't have money. So
Yeah, she don't have any money.
they were like, if the judge does order her to pay back the $200,000, she doesn't have it anymore. And if he does ask for spousal support, she doesn't have any money anymore.
Well,
So.
she has to find somewhere to support him. Wherever she's making income from, it has to go, whatever amount she has to pay him. You know, like it don't have to be the whole 200K in one shot. She could pay him monthly.
They'll take they'll
What's it
garnish
called?
her
They'll
for
garnish
wages,
her.
but
Yeah.
like they can't leave her with, I think they can garnish up to 60% of her any
Yeah.
paycheck.
They'll
But if she's
garnish her
not
shit.
working,
Yeah, she's not working. And I think, oh, she
then
also said in the filing, one another thing that caught my attention was she said that she hasn't gotten paid for any appearances in the last over a year. And we've seen her do appearances. So I was like, if she's getting paid in cash though, that means that she doesn't have to report it. So I was like, I wonder if she's going out of her way to make it appear that she has no money so she doesn't have to pay anything to him.
yeah, but
So,
doesn't she
but if
also
she
have to
doesn't,
support him for 10 years?
that's only if he like applies for like Medicaid
like unemployment or something.
or housing or unemployment. Yeah, anything that you receive from the government, she would have to reply or repay. But I don't think that he's applied for government assistance, but we don't know his personal situation.
Well, yeah,
If she's
we
making
don't know what
cash,
he's up to.
if she's getting cash payments from these appearances, she's still got to report it to the government.
Yeah, she gets taxed. You got to pay taxes on it.
But you got to pay taxes on it.
Yeah,
Well,
so
if the club gives you cash, That mean the club didn't report it that they paid you, and then you're not going to report it that they paid you.
Yeah.
So technically, you could get away with it. I'm not telling anybody to go out there and commit tax fraud, but I'm just saying,
No.
technically, how would I mean the IRS will figure it out at some point, but they might not notice it right
I mean,
away.
when this is a joke, but when she shoves a wad of money down her bra, I don't think any IRS agent wants to go
I
after.
mean, she's done a lot of enhancements to herself too, so she's getting money from somewhere. You know, those Botox injections are not free.
Yeah, I don't know. She probably still has that country bumpkin mentality or something.
Yeah, well, that's that.
All right,
Country bumpkin.
yeah, I think that this divorce is gonna be bad for her though, because I think that with his strong lawyer team and all of the allegations, and then the
And he has the sympathy
it's
from
gonna
the
be
public.
messy.
Yeah, I think that it's not gonna go in her favor, because you know how a lot of times in this situation, usually the woman gets the favor of everybody in the.
And you know TLC doesn't get involved. So if he says to the judge, all you gotta do is watch these episodes of her being abusive, and she tries to say, well, they're scripted, TLC gonna be like, we ain't got nothing to do with
Yeah,
No,
they
we
will
don't
not.
negotiate with terrorists.
We
I'm
don't negotiate
sorry.
with terrorists, so we don't know what she's talking about.
She's definitely a terror.
Good.
Well, that's that to you. This was a longer show than I was planning, but I feel like we hit all the bases.
Yeah, we did good.
Yeah, we went over a little bit, but
Yeah, I can't wait for people to hear the Liz, the steamy Liz story.
you gotta add some music to it. You gotta pick a song. When you post it, you gotta pick a song and put it some music to it.
And you legit said, don't tell Liz. It will eventually get to
Oh,
her. Oh.
yeah. When I on Instagram captions, when I said like, I have a confession, don't tell Liz. That was just me being, I was doing kind of shtick because I actually texted her the actual dream, so she knew.
Exactly. Yeah, you didn't tell us that part though.
True.
That you text her the dream.
Well, yeah, I wanted to save it for the, it was a podcast exclusive.
All right. That's cool. That's
Okay.
cool. True. All right,
Next.
well, I think that's it. Assuming we have energy tomorrow night, and assuming the episode of Hunt for Love is good, we'll hopefully do like a short Hunt for Love episode. But I will say those are very taxing because it's late night on a school night, and then
Yeah.
when I try to upload it that night, and then I'm all like so enthralled to listen to the playback, and then I listen to the playback super late until it before I even fall asleep. So yeah, then I end up being up mad late. But we'll try to make the sacrifice for y'all.
All right.
We'll try. We'll try.
We'll try. We'll see. We'll see what
Yeah.
happens. Maybe I
True.
won't have to call Captain tomorrow. She'll actually check her
I,
messages
I and I
tomorrow.
and I probably will. I'm usually not a week person, but do stuff during the week. But I think I'm gonna give it a try again. I want to sit at the cool kids table.
Well, thank you, Gina, for being the hero of getting JLP here.
Thank you, Gina. I tell you, Gina's the goat.
Good
G
producer.
Gina's the goat.
She is. She really is.
Thanks, guys.
Exactly.
Okay.
All right, well, let me do my little outro. Thank you everybody for listening tonight. If Fiance Friday's on a
Sunday.
Sunday.
through. Peace out, everybody.
Have a good
Night,
week.
everybody.
All right.
Have a good work week.
You too. Peace.